The proposal has been around for a while, but stalled while a conservative alliance controlled the legislature. That changed with the past election when Democrats took control. Legislator Patrick Burke revived the conversion therapy ban proposal. Burke says he will move to put the proposal before the full legislature on Thursday. There were no members of the legislature minority at the public hearing. Bobby Kandar says he was sent to conversion therapy and was treated badly.
All medical professionals take an oath to do no harm. That is their highest prerogative, and our laws hold them to that public promise. We hold medical professionals accountable for their actions. We ensure drugs are safe, and we make it illegal to prescribe ones that aren't. Medicine is supposed to heal and make its patients stronger people. But instead, this therapy made me feel fragile, insecure, and depressed.
Several speakers say conversion therapy occurs in this area, but it is almost clandestine. Speakers say tens of thousands of young people still are forced into the therapy on the discredited basis that it works, potentially causing psychological damage. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.